You know, we first started keeping up with Nigel Travis when he was president of Blockbuster Video down here. He spent 10 years at Blockbuster. We watched his career flourish as CEO of Papa John's. And for the last almost 10 years, he's been the CEO of Dunkin' Brands, not only Dunkin' Donuts, but also Baskin-Robbins. And now he's hanging it all, well, maybe not hanging it all up, but a lot of it anyway. Nigel Travis announcing his retirement as CEO at Dunkin' Brands yesterday. You joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
David, it's always a pleasure to talk to you.
You know, it seems like, knowing you, you always seem to have something new to conquer. And I'm surprised. Are you tired? What are you going to do with your time now?
Well, I'm 68, and I'm still going to be here at Dunkin'. I'm still executive chairman, supporting Dave Hoffman, who, by the way, is going to be a great leader for the company. Obviously, we're very proud of our achievements, the stores we've built, 6,000 stores in my time here, the focus on franchise economics, the focus on moving to one-to-one marketing. So I've still got quite a bit of work here, and I'm still actually in charge of international. In fact, I've just come out of a meeting with an international franchisee. And then, you know, I'm going to take life a little bit easier, but do some other things.
Well, I understand you've been moonlighting, and you led a consortium that took over Leighton Orient, which is a UK soccer club, and you're chairman of that too.
Yeah, now this has an interesting Dallas connection because our vice chairman and principal investor, and now a very good friend of mine, is Kent Teague. He lives in Fairview, just outside Dallas, and he's been spectacular. We've had an awesome first year putting together a club that was somewhat ruined by its previous administration. And we're very excited about the future. So it's great. And to be honest, running a football club or soccer club is just like running Dunkin'. It's all about people. It's all about customers, fans. It's all about exciting things. So it's been wonderful. But I'm also going to be doing some other things. I've got a book coming out, which hopefully we can talk about in the future. I've also got some plans to go on some more boards. So I'm going to be busy. I've got young children, David, as you know, and they keep me young.
Well, you know, it occurs to me you could commute to London probably about as fast or faster than you can get to Los Angeles for being on the East Coast as you are.
Well, that's absolutely true. And sometimes I fly Friday night, get there Saturday morning, watch the game, come back Saturday night. I mean, getting to London from Boston is only an hour and a half longer than going to Dallas from here. So you're absolutely right.
That's fabulous. Well, so tell me about what you've accomplished there, because, I mean, it was a donut company. Everybody knew it as that. You always chide me and say, you know, it's coffee. That, you know, we're all about the coffee. And then you've moved into other areas where you're selling sandwiches during the lunchtime. Is the transformation complete?
Well, the transformation is never complete, and I think one of the things that is a key message I've always tried to say to people is you should always look back, be proud of your achievements, but also recognize the things you failed to do. So we feel very proud of the fact that we've built a true franchise organization. We're 100% franchise. You're absolutely right that the beverage is a major part of our business. I can't claim all the credit on that because it was going that direction before I came here. But people challenged us when I got here that we couldn't go west. Well, we're going west. We've done very well in places like California. We built up our beverage mix, as we called it. So we feel very pleased with that. As I mentioned earlier, we built 6,000 stores around the world. But in the U.S., in my time here, we built another 2,800. Which is, you know, important because every store we open contributes to the advertising fund, which builds the brand. So it's kind of a circular support. And we're taking the brand out west. Another thing that we've done since I've been here is really build our consumer products business. So you can now get Dunkin' Donuts ready to drink in supermarkets. You can get, obviously, our coffee. You can get K-Cups. We're growing our take up share at an incredible rate. But when I bring it all back to the basics, David, what I'm most proud of is the relationship we have with our franchisees. The relationship is truly great, and it will continue under Dave Hoffman. Our margins are industry leading, and the result is, I think this year, given some of the issues of some of our competitors, we will be the number one developer of stores in the industry this year. So I feel really good about that.
That's impressive. And Baskin Robbins, where does that fit into the mix?
Well, Baskin Robbins is actually the bigger brand internationally. We think we can really build that brand up. It was traditionally very strong in Asia. It is interesting factoid for you. Baskin Robbins is the number one fast food chain in the Middle East. And as other parts of the world where we haven't really penetrated as well as we could have done. So we're working on that right now. It's a brand that we want to keep up to date. People like going there and, as I always say, romancing the flavors. We always talk about the 31 flavors, but there's actually something like well over 1,000 flavors that we have in the archives. It's a bit like Disney. You know, we bring back the old flavors from time to time out of the archives. So it's a great brand. We continually try to update it. It hasn't penetrated too well in the Northeast. We've got plans to work on that. So I'm actually excited about Baskin Robbins. It's clearly not the powerhouse in the U.S. that Dunkin' is, but we think we can do some good things with it. And again, I know Dave Hoffman's going to lead that into new frontiers.
Well, and I would logically expect to be able to buy Baskin Robbins and Dunkin' Donuts when I go to the Leighton Orient games.
Well, that's an interesting story. We actually did have, in a game in March, a product called an O-Nut, which was the...
from the Orient.
Yeah, which was the Leighton Orient logo, which, if people haven't seen it, look it up on the internet, leightonorient.com. But we have two wyverns. It's a very famous logo. So it went on a donut. We sold it. We sold out. Actually, we sold out before the game started. So fans have asked it to come back. So I think we're going to run it twice a year now. And we're also looking, to answer your question, to get Baskin Robbins in as well.
All right. So when I saw the sad news yesterday, you were stepping down as CEO. And then I saw England lose its game in the World Cup. I said, there must be some cause and effect here. But no, huh?
Well, no. I mean, I watched the game yesterday. Clearly a sad result, but they've done an incredible job. No one expected them to do very well. I think Gareth Southgate is kind of he's the manager. He's a hero. He's focused on people, very much like we do at Dunkin'. So I think England's got a good future. But I rationalized it really quick. I thought, well, we're out the World Cup, but we're going to go for promotion with Leighton Orient next year.
I like that. Nigel Travis, Executive Chairman of the Board of Dunkin' Brands Group. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. Thanks for the time.
Thank you very much, David.
And we look forward to the book. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.